I'm Carl Azuz. Welcome to the show. Stories from Egypt and Peru start things off today. Our first report is from North Africa. Scientists examining the Great Pyramid of Giza think they might have discovered two hidden rooms in the structure. The Great Pyramid is the largest of Giza's three pyramids. Researchers believe it was built more than 4,500 years ago. Scientists have been scanning the pyramid, kind of like taking x-rays and heat scans of it, and they detected what could be unknown cavities or rooms inside the structure. More tests are needed before researchers can be sure these rooms are significant. At this point, they only add to the mysteries of the Great Pyramid. Another mystery is troubling officials in South America. Thousands of critically endangered frogs living near Peru's Lake Titicaca have died, and no one knows why. The Titicaca water frog has struggled in recent decades. It's been overhunted for food, it's lost parts of its habitat, exotic trout have eaten the frog's tadpoles. But investigators are trying to find out what's causing so many of them to suddenly turn up dead. Some residents of the area think that raw sewage coming from a nearby city might be killing the frogs. Tonight, it's the last of three head-to-head debates between Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton. It's scheduled to start at 9 p.m. Eastern at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. You can watch it live on CNN. This debate will have the same format as the first one, with the two candidates taking questions from a moderator. And for this event, that moderator will be a Fox News anchor named Chris Wallace. But keep in mind, it's not just president that Americans will be voting for on November 8th. All 435 voting members of the U.S. House of Representatives will be chosen, as they are every 2 years. In the 100-member Senate, about a third of the seats will be determined. Senate terms are for 6 years. Currently, Republicans control both chambers of Congress. But just like the uncertainty surrounding the presidential election itself, there's uncertainty over who'll control Congress after the election.